the rest of the story. Charles and Hetty were childless. They had tried for more than 20 years to have a baby, and when at last one was born to them, it died in infancy. A dozen more years had passed since then. Charles and Hetty had abandoned all hope for children of their own, so they would settle for the next best thing. They would adopt. It happens every day, and yet I cannot recollect another instance in history which quite parallels the situation of Charles and Hetty, because, you see, Charles was Charles the 13th, the king of Sweden, and Hedvig was his queen. Any son or daughter they adopted would be heir to the throne. And this is the rest of the story. In the kingdom of Sweden, in that year 1810, was a young army lieutenant named Carl Otto Mörner. Now, nobody asked for Carl's help, but when he learned that the king and the queen were seeking to adopt a son, he was inspired to leave his regiment at Uppsala. He traveled to Stockholm, there to request permission from the Council of State to assist the childless royal family. Many of the council members were amused by this curious offer from a total stranger, and just how did Lieutenant Mörner intend to assist the king? Well, Carl, in perfect seriousness, said that he would go out and find a son to succeed Charles the 13th. He was recommending himself as a one-man adoption agency. The council was intrigued by Charles' proposal. Soon he was embarked on this extraordinary mission. Days passed, and weeks, and still no word from the young lieutenant. Some suggested perhaps he had abandoned his search. Imagine, then, the surprise of the Swedish aristocracy when finally Carl returned with his precious gift for the king and queen, a son, and one of humble birth. Should the heir to Sweden's throne not at least have noble blood in his veins, many wondered? Could one not born to lead really learn to lead in a single lifetime? But all of the objections were quickly overcome by the lively charm and the apparent intelligence of Sweden's future king. The beaming queen declared that regardless of his modest origin, he was every inch a prince. And so he was legally adopted into the royal family of Sweden. He was christened Charles John. He was embraced by the Lutheran Church, and the crown prince lived happily ever after. He became a wise ruler, a diligent, far-sighted administrator, a monarch, in fact, so popular that one would scarcely imagine without knowing that the king, Charles John, from whom the entire present ruling family of Sweden is descended, that king was adopted at the age of 47. He was a peasant-born Frenchman of Jewish ancestry. That means that the father and the grandfather of all Swedish royalty then and since was a former enemy of Sweden, a retired general in the army of Napoleon. And now you know the rest of the story.